The Jesus Storybook Bible. Story 26. A Little Girl and a Poor, Frail Lady. The Story of Jairus's Daughter from Luke 8. There was once a little girl who didn't get out of bed one morning, or the next. In fact, she didn't get out of bed for a whole month. She was very sick, and no one knew how to make her better. Jairus was her daddy, and he loved her. One day, he was sitting by her bed, holding her hand, wishing there was something he could... "I know," he said. He jumped to his feet, put on his coat, kissed his daughter, ran down the steps, past the servants, out of the house, through the gates, along the road, into the town, up the steps, and into the temple. He fought his way through all the people until, at last, he found who he was looking for. "Jesus," he said, falling at Jesus' feet. "My daughter," he pleaded, "please." But he didn't need to beg, because before he had even finished speaking, Jesus reached out his hand and helped him up. "I'll come at once," Jesus said. Jairus's eyes filled with tears. Jesus was coming. It would be all right. In those days, of course, they didn't have ambulances, so they had to go by foot. Jesus' helpers knew that he would heal the sick girl, but they must hurry. If Jesus didn't get there soon, it would be too late. But everyone was in the way, hustling and bustling, jostling and pressing, pushing and shoving, squishing and squashing. The disciples ran ahead, forcing back the crowd. Suddenly, Jesus stopped. His friends looked back. What was he doing? "Who touched me?" Jesus asked, because he felt power go out of him. "Me," said a frail lady, looking down at the ground because she was ashamed. The poor lady had been sick for 12 years, and she had to get well. She knew if she only touched Jesus' coat, she would be healed. So she touched his coat, and instantly she was well. "We don't have time," Jesus' friends said. But Jesus always had time. He reached out his hands and gently lifted her head. He looked into her eyes and smiled. "You believed," he said, wiping a tear from her eyes. "And now you are well." Just then, Jairus's servant rushed up to Jairus. "It's too late," he said breathlessly. "Your daughter is dead." Jesus turned to Jairus. "It's not too late," Jesus said. "Trust me." At Jairus's house, everyone was crying. But Jesus said, "I'm going to wake her up." Everyone laughed at him because they knew she was dead. Jesus walked into the little girl's bedroom, and there, lying in the corner in the shadows, was the still little figure. Jesus sat on the bed and took her pale hand. "Honey," he said, "it's time to get up." And he reached down into death and gently brought the little girl back to life. The little girl woke up, rubbed her eyes as if she just had a good night's sleep, and leapt out of bed. Jesus threw open the shutters and sunlight flooded the dark room. "Hungry?" Jesus asked. She nodded. Jesus called to her family, "Bring this little girl some breakfast." Jesus helped and healed many people like this. He made blind see. He made deaf people hear. He made lame people walk. Jesus was making the sad things come untrue. He was mending God's broken world. In today's story, we see the story of one of Jesus' miracles. And it's a beautiful story of a father who loves his daughter and goes to get Jesus. He had heard about Jesus and knew that Jesus had the power to heal his daughter, that Jesus was able to do it. And he had faith, and he went, and Jesus said, "Yes, I'll come." Now, this is an interesting story because there are two people in this story that get healed. First, it's that little old lady, the lady who had been sick for 12 years. The Bible tells us more details about her, and it tells that she had spent all of her money on doctors who were unable to help her, that she was at the end of her rope, that she was at the end of what she could do, that there was nothing else she could do. Jesus was her last hope. But she had faith. She believed that if she could just touch Jesus, that he would cleanse her and make her well. And he did. By reaching out and touching him, she immediately became well. And Jesus felt that power go out of him. He knew exactly what had happened. And he also, I believe, knew who had touched him. But he asked her in public who it was, because he wanted not just her to know that she was healed, but everyone else. He wanted them to see that she was well again, and the power that had come from him, that she had been healed. Well, while all of this is happening, Jairus' servant comes and says, "It's too late. Stop bothering Jesus. Your daughter's dead." I can only imagine what Jairus must have felt. The sadness, the frustration, the disappointment. But Jesus said, "No, don't be afraid. She's not really dead. She'll be okay." And Jairus had faith. And so Jesus went. Now everyone else around, they knew that the girl was dead. And when Jesus said, "Oh, she's sleeping," they thought he was silly. They thought, "Oh, he doesn't know." But he went in, he picked up the girl's hand, and said, "Get up." And you know what? She did. You see, from this story, I see several things. First of all, Jesus has the power to heal us. And it's not just a physical healing. Jesus has the power to make us clean and well and right with God. There's more to the story about the woman that touched him, that the problem that she was sick with made her what everyone else considered unclean, and that she was considered unclean. She could not go into the temple. She could not even touch other people, or they would be considered unclean. And so in many ways, she was separated from other people. In fact, by touching Jesus, people would have said that she was making him unclean, dirty, contaminated, not pure. But you see, Jesus can heal that. Jesus can take away the things that make us unclean. Jesus can take away the things that separate us from God. And he can heal our hearts and our bodies. And he can heal our dead souls as well. When we disobey God, we are just demonstrating that our souls are dead and away from God. But when we believe in Jesus, he gives us new life. And he gives us a soul that is alive, that can pray, that can talk to him and grow. Yes, we'll still make mistakes. We'll still sin and do things that are wrong. But now we have a living soul that is alive, that the Holy Spirit is inside of us, growing us, helping us to live and to do what's right. And we can find forgiveness and cleansing and cleaning from Jesus. You see, Jesus is able to heal us. He's able to cleanse us, to set us free from the things that keep us away from God. Jesus is able to do miracles in our lives. And so that's an incredible thing. So, is there anything you need cleaning from today? Is there a miracle that you are looking for? God is able to do anything. We just have to believe that he can and will. Lord, I pray that today you would help us to believe you, to trust you, to follow you. Help us to come to you for cleaning, to come for you for healing, and to know that you love us, and that you can give us a new life. Even when things seem hopeless, like it did for that lady who had spent all of her money, we have hope in you. Even when things seem hopeless, like it did for Jairus, when his daughter was so sick, and even when he was told that she was dead, we have hope in you. With you, it is never hopeless. Even if we don't see it or understand it here, that in you we have hope of an eternal life, even after death. Lord, help us to trust you and follow you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.